Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Slid it to Rantanen. His shot, score! Roope Hintz was in front. Whether it was tipped or not, we'll see. Either way, Dallas back within one, and there's still time.
Well, there wouldn't be time enough, as we are live at the Taco Bueno 1080 West Highway 287. In walks a Hatchie. We've already had a ton of people come up today. Ooh, I like that. A little bit of delay, but I like it. So it is also a shout-out Friday, and then I have a gas station revelation that I've been told, and then Stars and Mavs Super Segment. So a lot happening right here from the 817. Shout-out to their fiancé, Dom, for being such a great dad and a great man. That is delightful. And then I really like this one from the 469. Shout out to my wife, Jessica. She's awesome. Agreed. I would like to take that as well. But then I have multiple people saying, don't worry about leaving your car on at the gas station. You leave your car on, it's a myth that you turn it off. And then somebody said, I'm pretty sure you learned that from the movie Zoolander. And
yes. Yes.
You.
They were having that gas party, and then all of a sudden, they lit on fire.
The engine being on will not blow your car up. It's okay. Internal combustion from the 972. Look, I get it. There are lots of things I used to believe. I used to get nervous when people flicked their lit cigarette out the window, and I thought if I drove over it, like, my tires would explode or something. So, look, there are a lot of things that I did not totally understand. And then we got a text shout out to the fan. Y'all are the best station, from a female, Tolo, from the 817.
What's up, ladies?
That's not really what I was getting at. We had a chance to talk with multiple female Tolos in the break as well. If you want to go ahead and come on out here. And then from the 682, no, you're not blocked. So they asked several times if they're blocked. They're not blocked.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. You want to start with the Stars or the Mavs?
Let's start with the Stars.
Okay. You were going to be screwed either way because they both lost.
It's been rough.
So the Stars did exactly what I wanted yesterday to start the game. We talked about it. They were on a 7-game point streak heading into Thursday night. 4 wins. No regulation losses, and 3 shootout or overtime losses. But what was one of the things we talked about? They kept falling behind. They had trailed 2-0 in 5 of those 7 games. So what did they do last night? They go out, they take a 2-0 lead.
Look at that.
Hey, all right. All is right with the world. They got the lead. Wyatt Johnson scored not once, but twice. Miro with the assists on both of those. And then they lost 7-5.
Dude.
What happened?
Well, I mean,
why are we so bad with the lead?
I'm not sure, Kevin. Whenever the most goals scored ever in hockey in one game happens,
Feel like that.
I think that second period was brutal, dude. That second period was just absolutely brutal for this team. And obviously, you know, they're still not completely fully healthy. Like that's a thing that's going to be a problem for them for a while. But I'm starting to have a lot more concerns about just the structure, the fabric of this team at the moment. I'm hoping for more from it from the future.
They had given up the lead 3 minutes into the second period. They had given up those 2 goals. And so the final score is the jarring 7-5. Now, I know we played that clip right there where Miko scored, and there was plenty of time, and that brought it back to 5-4 before the midway point of the period. The Ducks had scored again, and yet again, the Stars scored another goal, this time via Roope, and they got back to within one again. And that's what you saw all throughout the third period, but they couldn't tie it up to get at least another point. Ducks tag on the empty netter, but it was a shaky night, a shaky second period especially for that defense and for Jake Oettinger. And I know the Ducks are really good. As I was talking to Spittle yesterday, he goes, oh, these aren't your dad's Mighty Ducks. Oh, yeah, I guess they just go by Ducks. But, like, they're very good this year, but I'm never going to be like, oh, you gave up seven goals, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be happy with that kind of game at all. No, and I'm not going to say effort because that's a completely different thing.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
I think effort often gets judged. Sometimes it can be on a nightly basis, but a lot of times
I thought they were just bad.
Over a period of time, that was a bad night on their part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, as we're going back and forth here between that and some shout-outs from the 806, shout-out to me. I'm the best. All right, so there's that one from the 817. Shout out to anyone and everyone struggling mentally. Absolutely. We don't want to lose total sight, obviously, of that message today, but we talked about that a whole lot, and you're right. If you're there, stick around. Reach out to us. Reach out to loved ones or reach out to NAMI North Texas. All great options.
From the 469, I want to wish a big up to my wife, Kelly. She's been given some recognition at her job at MP.
Oh.
So we got some MP listeners. We got some Peace-a-thon coming up on the way here pretty soon.
Yeah, and if you missed yesterday, we got a official Paige Bueckers autographed jersey from the Dallas
Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were there, Alec. You saw it.
Yeah, saw it. You know, I always like it when I can say the certificate of authenticity is from the team that person plays for. Like last year, the Mahomes jersey is like, oh, where did you get it? I got it from the owners of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs where did you get this Paige jersey? From the team.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get this certification for this Rangers ball?
Yes.
From the Rangers.
The Texas Rangers.
The Rangers literally handed it to us.
So look, and I told somebody this yesterday, have I started to think that this is the year that we're going to go past 100,000? Yes. But I'm trying not to.
Is there a reason because about that?
We have started to stack up so many things, and we have a ton of, like, every different level of item, you know?
Kevin, from the 214, is this a concern for you at all? Otter hasn't looked good.
Yes.
Maybe DeBoer was onto something.
So
I still don't think DeBoer was saying Otter's not good. I think DeBoer at that moment was trying to charge up his team somehow and saying, y'all don't deserve to have this dude in net if this is how y'all are going to play in front of him. And unfortunately, that goes against him. And then pointed out the statistic that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Really threw him under the bus. I don't think that he was saying he's a bad goalie.
Yeah, it just...
But right now he hasn't looked good.
I see, and I guess I will take...
The defense still doesn't look good either.
Yeah, I will take a little bit of an issue with that. I hear what they're saying. They're not wrong. I just think, like, he had been really rolling in the past, week and a half? His past three starts, he had been doing really well, including that shutout that, you know, almost, you know, single-handedly won you that game against Washington. But he had been really good in probably the two games before. Like, I'll admit, the first two games out of the gate, not his finest work. You go to that Columbus game, probably not his finest work. And then this yesterday is going to look terrible. So, like, his stats for the year are going to look really bad right now because that game really torpedoes them. But I would say before that, I thought he looked mediocre. And, like, that's not going to cut it either, right?
Not for this team.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think maybe that is what their coach was getting at as well, was not even that he was just bad, but maybe he'd even been mediocre in that particular matchup. But you're right. Yesterday was bad, bad, bad. Otherwise, I thought he's been okay this season and not necessarily bad.
Kevin, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I tweeted something out this morning. The fan,
I didn't see it. I'm
the
sorry.
Fan quote tweeted it, and then I retweeted their quote tweet. Was that is that me retweeting my own tweet?
No,
I didn't know at the time.
No.
I just okay.
There's new information added from the thing.
Okay,
so
all right, thank
you can spread that around. And also, like, I don't think it's terrible to retweet yourself. If it's for a scheduling or promotional thing. It's like when people retweet the clever thing that they said that nobody else thought was clever.
Gotcha, okay.
And then they let you know again. And it's like, hey, guess what? It's 6 hours later. I still don't think it's clever. So, like, if it's for scheduling purposes, I think.
What about liking your own posts?
I wouldn't do that.
All right.
Have you been liking your own posts?
No, I do. What I do like is whenever I make a new friend, I'll go like everything they've ever posted.
Oh, dear.
All at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
I call it like bombing. I'll do it to Adrian every once in a while.
All right.
Be like, I haven't looked at your page in a while, sweetheart.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my wife. I can call her sweetheart, right?
I don't know. The way you said it felt a little demeaning. So here's a friendly tip for all these people out there. Alec, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, no.
If you become a friend with somebody who is, you know, this is complicated because I was going to say the opposite sex, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
If you just like a bunch of things of somebody that you have an established friendship, mm-hmm. know anything, just a friendship, that's fine. If it's somebody you're trying to say what's up to, I think one of the worst things you could do is go like all these things going way back, like especially if you're looking for those summer vacation photos. No, don't do that, Alec. No.
Why me?
Yeah.
Because you're single.
Yeah, you're the single one. I am established in a marriage.
Yeah, and we've already established his sexism with his condescending sweetheart. Like, I don't know. It's just the way you said that. It felt like just a little bit. I don't know. All right.
Sugar butt.
So, oh my God.
Stuff like that. Is that what you're saying? I get it now.
I mean,
that makes sense.
Your wife, you didn't change. Your wife knew you were like this when she married you, so.
She married me on purpose.
She did.
That's crazy.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can confirm.
That's kind of wild.
That is factually accurate. Now, in the meantime, we didn't really talk about the Mavs and Rockets game yesterday because of obvious reasons. I want to go and throw it out to cut number 8. It was another solid, the Pelicans, not the Rockets, my apologies. It was another solid defensive effort. Game on the line, you get a missed free throw, Cooper Flagg gets the rebound, has an opportunity to go down and tie the game, and here's how it played out.
And Cooper's going to separate for the receiving of the inbounds pass. He puts it down, he pulls up, shot is missed off the back rim. High for the rebound, Trey Murphy, they got a foul, but he passes up ahead, and the game is over.
So Cooper Flagg had he was all right. I know, like, he had 20 points, and that seems good in theory, especially to go along with 9 rebounds, but he wasn't particularly efficient shooting the ball, and then he had an opportunity at the very end to tie the game. So one encouraging thing, especially down the stretch with Cooper, he did a really good job of creating his own shot and getting more separation. But on the flip side, you're like, hey, that's great, but you didn't make the shot that could tie the game. And I understand that complaint.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be patient with the player altogether, but man, that would have been nice. That would have been one of those highlight moments for him to put a flag in.
Yeah, I got it.
He planted his flag, if you will.
I understand.
If he'd have made that, but so far, flag still lowered.
Oh my gosh. So the Mavericks have lost 3 straight games. That loss in New Orleans, it's early. You're a tenth of the way through the season, but it puts you into a tie with New Orleans for the worst record in the Western Conference.
Who's the next NBA
Oh, you want me to start scouting the draft?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I mean, at this point, Kevin, the only thing that that Nico can do to save this is start trading off players.
No!
And then say we're getting all the picks that we possibly can and rebuild this thing Oklahoma City style.
Actually, if I'm being consistent, I would be fine with
that. Yes!
There's no
way. The vision was for this veteran team to be capable to win with Cooper Flagg as a rookie.
Well, what
and
I,
right now it does not look like they have the health to do that.
No, not at all. And look, I was just hoping they could stay 500 until Kyrie came back. And maybe if what Kid said, Kyrie comes back in 2025. But they have gotten off to an awful start. And all of our worst fears have been realized about this offense. 102 points the game before, 99. And remember, this is a different NBA. Like, if you're not scoring like 114 points, you're probably getting left behind. And the Mavericks have the worst efficiency, offensive efficiency in the entire league. All of our concerns about shot creation, they have been there and they've come to fruition. So there have been times that I think their defenses look significantly better. But hey, guess what? You have no offense. And then here's the other thing is you got Memphis tomorrow. Guess who's going to miss that game? You can guess a lot of people.
John
Morant.
Probably
be right. No, for the – yes.
Oh.
Okay, for the Mavericks.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Derek Lively.
And Derek Lively. For Anthony Davis, this will be his fourth straight miss game. For Derek Lively, it'll be his sixth game in a row that he missed. Jason Kidd said Anthony Davis is feeling better. And then about Lively, he said hopefully he'll be back by next week.
Positive.
But the season just started.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already, it feels like, at an injury deficit.
Most of the time, Kevin, the training camps are very vigorous for these guys.
Are
and
they?
So it puts their body into a situation. No, that's not the case. They should be in the best shape of their lives right now.
Well, we'll see how that goes. But Jason Kidd still says, I think Kyrie Irving and Cooper Flagg will be the perfect backcourt. And I agree. But what happens if Kyrie comes back and you're 10-25?
Then you got a lot of work to do. You got a lot of work
probably
to do.
Probably too much work to do?
Not if you're trading away pieces.
Okay, stop. We're not trading people yet.
It's going to happen.
Okay,
be ready.
Well, you're probably right, but just not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember.
Fortune
somebody,
favors the bull.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Fortune favors. Will he ever live that quote down?
Nope.
Okay.
No, he won't.
Well, there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.